This is a HeadGum Podcast.
AG1.
What's up? I'm here to talk to you about AG1 Athletic Greens again. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I take are high quality, and that's why I've been taking AG1 for, what is it now, 4 years, 3.5 years or something like that? The thing I like about it is it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their fields. So you know it ain't BS, it's AG. They are the real deal. I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't a buzzword. They really push hard. Expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, rigorous testing. They got it all. At each step of the process, AG1 is going above and beyond. Now, what I like about them, first of all, you can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's an NSF certified for sport, which is like a rigorous independent quality. They've tested for over 950 contaminants, banned substances. The industry standard apparently is only testing for 10. Dude, it's 95 times as rigorous. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. It's just replacing health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and just one simple scoop. It takes 60 seconds. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills on an empty stomach. Boom. And as I always say, you get a little bit of water in there too. Get that day started. So with the water, and then for me, the prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support is probably the most important ingredient. I eat a pretty varied diet, so I get my nutrition from a lot of places, but I got to eat more fermented foods. But AG1 lets me have this prebiotics and probiotics first thing in the morning, take care of my digestive enzymes, which if you're a listener of the podcast, you know I need help with. All right. Look, I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. I chug down an AG1 maybe within 10 minutes of getting out of bed. It's the way I start my day every day, even on the road. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number one, .com/MIGHTY. drinkag1.com/mighty. Ooh, I'm getting old, but I'm also getting wiser, and I'll tell you how I got rid of junky cereal from my diet, something one of my favorite little treats for myself since I was a child, flashes me back to just sitting at the kitchen counter, watching Bud Friedman's Evening at the Improv on A&E, jamming down a bowl of sugar and milk for breakfast. But now, thankfully, because of Magic Spoon, you can get 0 grams of sugar, 13 or 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. This is very good cereal. It's only 140 calories a serving, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. So it's delish. It works. It's so yummy. Build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. I've been messing with the cocoa and peanut butter, and then I've also been messing a little bit with the cocoa and the blueberry. But now I think I want to mix the frosted and the fruity upon reading that out loud. So that'll be my next combo. If they do another ad, I'll come back and let you know if I like the combo of frosted and fruity, which I think will go well. Pretty well together. And here's the thing. Cereal, when you're an adult and it's healthy, it's not just for the morning anymore. You can eat that for dessert. You can eat it in the middle of the day. You can have it as a little afternoon treat. So if you want a little afternoon treat, go to magicspoon.com/ham to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use your promo code HAM, H-A-M, at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/ham and use the code HAM to get $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, standing 6'2". 295 pounds from Nassau County, Long Island. He's the number one fuck boy.
All you gotta do is trust me. Jackson Maine still making an appearance. No time to evolve the opening of the show whatsoever. Too busy with my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Arthur, give him a shout out. Also joining me in the High Mighty Studios are recurring guests. You know them from their podcast and comedy. It's Brian Rosenberg and Dan Lippert from You're the Man Now, Dog Man Dog Pod, if you will. Ah! Sorry. Sorry, okay? I just pulled a millipede out of my throat.
Oh! No, dude, no. That's a Slim Jim.
Jim. We good. Oh, that's where it's supposed to be. Okay, I'm going to put it back in. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Art thou bored?
Oh, man. What's up, dudes? Long time no see. You're actually some of the people I did see in quarantine, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Two of the few people I saw, but excited to see you again regardless.
We're all Freemasons, so we'd see each other at the meetings and stuff.
Yeah,
like
we have to be there anyway, fucking pouring concrete. I messed up. I'm a Mason, and yeah. I just started hanging out with you guys at the Freemason thing, but I weirdly was doing the steps and the patio for the Freemasons.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
For free.
So I was giving you 100% discount. So I was technically doing Freemasonry, but I'm not a Freemason.
Yeah. Right. Hey, that's, we appreciate it. The steps look great.
Hey, anytime. And so you're still doing your aggressive inline skating on them? They got to soap up the fucking grind.
Yeah, I soaped them up. You got the clues to put in there, right?
Yeah, don't worry.
Good.
Really great to see you. Holy crap. I'm in a good mood about this.
Your vibe is pretty thrilling right now, to be honest.
Thank you.
I'm super envious. You got your long hair is blowing in your own face as you got a palm tree in the frame. Like, you've got it set up like
gorgeous.
Yeah. You would like make, if we had real jobs, you would be able to make your coworkers jealous. Like, you'd be
yes.
Like, yeah. So you guys are trapped in with your children? Cool. Well, I'm in the fucking palm patio, baby.
Is this motherfucker on vacation?
That's right. I'm day drinking. Sorry you have your families for emotional support and a future that you can count on.
I, on the other hand, have disposable income.
At the moment.
Yeah, for currently. I have income. I treat it like it's disposable. It's not.
I have a savings account that just filters directly into my credit card fees. Yeah.
I truly felt being a childless 40-year-old when I went to give my dog a bath the other day and realized that we have Kiehl's shampoo and conditioner for the dog. It's like $50 worth of stuff for a fucking dog, the stinkiest fucking dog.
But that's a fucked up thing. I feel like you go from being a guy to all of a sudden being childless. Really, it's like, well, this wasn't a thing for a long fucking time.
No one calls a 30-year-old childless. I mean, maybe in anywhere but Los Angeles and New York City.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of people my age with kids graduating high school, which is insane.
Oh, my God.
To me, I mean, no offense to anybody out there, but that's fucking disgusting.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate
no offense at all.
I hope you don't take offense to this, but your lifestyle choices are fucking awful. I cannot believe.
You make me sick, dude. You make me sick.
Oh, it makes me sick. Imagine me having a fucking 18-year-old. There's already one of us in the house. I am one. I look my age, but I do not behave or feel it. You know what
I
mean?
I would be so awesome when my kid turned 18. I'd be like, okay, fine. So now you're allowed in the room when I'm recording podcasts because I smoke weed. Dad, I knew. Okay.
Yeah, the whole house smells.
Yeah, I was 15. I was 12 when you were 30. So I'm here. Oh, brutal.
Jesus.
But if you love your kids, more power to you. I don't get it, but I appreciate that.
Hey, someone definitely has to. We know that. Someone absolutely has
Wasn't
to.
Wasn't my parents, but someone else's parents, hopefully. I broke the cycle and was like, well, I'm not doing this to three more boys.
Yeah, I learned it much later that someone has to love those kids. I didn't learn it from experience.
Yeah. I'm hearing that now from my
therapy and books.
I'm learning it from friends with kids being like, oh, I love and support my son and I pay attention to what he talks about and does. It's like, whoa, that's different than my life.
So when do you make fun of him?
Yeah. When do you like openly talk about how inconvenient it is to have children in front of them so that you or your lives used to be better? Oh, no, you don't do that? Oh, you spare them that? Okay. Well, then you must fight loudly about money and how expensive it is to have kids right after your son asks for lacrosse equipment to play lacrosse. No, you guys hide that from them too? Oh, smart. Oh, okay, cool.
So you must have great willpower because surely you want to feel this way about your kids. Right? Surely.
So you guys aren't whoever's not around trying to get the kids to side against them? Oh, okay. No, that's a fucking... Oh, that's like the most modern thing ever is that it's not a mom versus dad war in which they're enlisting the kids to be like, whose side are you on? How annoying is your fucking mother? Your dad's an alcoholic. Like, I agree with both of you.
Hey, you both seem right. I don't know why we can't reconcile this.
I think we're in agreement that you both have major problems, okay?
Now, do either of you have a single question about me while we're here, or...
You're hogging my child therapist time.
I'm just here to figure out your shit.
He wanted to ask me about ADHD, and you guys have been addressing your financial issues with my therapist.
I think the good news is he's probably figured out the diagnosis. I think you sped that along.
Yeah. This is definitely eliminating the middleman. Oh, shit. Speaking of not having kids, summer is upon us, fam. Yes. Hell fucking yeah. We are neck deep.
Yes.
In the next, this is the newest summer of love. I feel like we're recording this in advance, but I feel like this summer at this point already, we've seen countless people fucking in public and countless violence in public. I just think we're so think unaccustomed to being around each other that when we smash, it'll be like when the waves all crash in the cove at the same time and just causes a huge fucking spray where it's like, everyone's just like, we're out of the house. And we're all going to braveheart into each other, either genital first or fist first.
Right. Yeah. Well, everybody thinks there's like a certain way to be out of the house too. It's like, it's just going to be, you're doing it wrong. No, you're doing it wrong.
Bro, take the mask off and chug the beer. It's like, I'm not even here with you. It's like, I'm just walking past you. What do you care? I'm not saying you should put a mask on. Like, just fucking relax, dude.
All right, fine.
Let me drink my
fuck.
Beer through my mask.
I figure it out eventually. Let me waterboard myself with a fucking Modelo and a fucking KN95.
It is going to be... because I'm trying to figure out why I feel so good right now. Like, I feel like high on summer today. Because it's so nice in L.A. And like,
it's beautiful
I think
in L.A.
It must be, obviously, the COVID thing, but just like the feeling of possibility. I haven't felt possibility for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And
we're truly seeing a light at the end of the tunnel now. Like, it's truly like, well, I've done every step they've asked of me. I'm two weeks out from my second shot. I stayed home. I worked. I paid. I owed a shit ton of taxes this year, which was like a fucking kill, like extra ass kick where it was like, yeah. And don't forget you owe $10,000 of taxes. It's like, what? This year? you didn't do shit for me. I kept the fucking wheels moving on my podcast.
And especially this year, what the fuck am I paying for?
Yeah, what'd you guys do
for me? You guys don't do shit for me.
You kept telling me I was too expensive. You spent the whole year being like, I'd rather you die than give you money. Right. Now, can I get 10 grand?
Now, okay, thank God you survived. Cool, because you owe us 10 G's. Oh, bro. Right. Thank you. Fuck. My life would be easier if I got... No, that's not... Knock on wood. My life would be easier if I was dead. Take that, IRS.
Well. I guess it would be easier. It just,
Bro, you got to get on the Dan and Ryan train and just always hit that extension on tax day. Yeah. That's what we do. I'm always getting that. I'm rushing that extension. Yesterday, I was watching... I was watching Hacks, and I was halfway through it, and I was like, Texas. It was like I had to like rush the extension, look up how to do it.
You have to ask for the extension from your professor to send in the extension email, and then that'll get you the hopefully you'll get the extension you need, and by the time it all lands, it's due again. But just keep punting, owing money until it just all comes back at once. You're like,
right,
I'll be super rich in a couple of months, so.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, eventually they just start to do it. I had some IRS thing that I thought was bullshit, but they didn't. And they started to just go like, okay, well, we'll just take $100 out of your account a month until this is paid off. And I was like, well, I guess it's happening. I mean, what do you do? But it is way better than me ever having to deal with it. I'm just like, right. Okay, remember, on the 15th, you always have to have at least $100 or whatever. But it's how it should work. They know all the bullshit.
Why do I have to send them
my wrong math?
Well, not to get too into the fucking weeds here, but TurboTax and companies like that pay lobbyists to make keep them as part of the process so that we pay a third party to find out to find out from someone who knows how much we owe them, how much we owe them. It's like,
and they don't even find out. They just do your wrong math and go like, this is what this idiot's sending in.
Yeah.
And
right.
Go like, and you guys believe they're still going to audit me, not TurboTax. It sucks.
It's fucking whack.
That's why I see a guy named Rod. I'm like, Rod, you got it, man.
Yeah, I have an accountant named Mark. And I'm like, Mark, tackle this. He charges way more than TurboTax, but I thought he was doing a good job up until this year when I owed a shit ton of money.
To me, it's just like someone to send the cops to. It's like, I don't know. Ask Ron. That's what I pay him for. Yeah, exactly.
Did you cash the check? Everything's above board. Check with my guy Rod. He has all the documents you need.
Yeah.
Except at the very end of the whole thing, you sign a little paper that's like, hey, if the cops come for you, Rod has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So this is your fault, asshole.
I owe you shit. Yeah.
The under the bus clause.
The under the bus clause.
Did you sign the under the bus clause? The UTB? Okay. Yeah. Good. Smart. Do you guys have something on the docket for the summer? That, because I had recently heard from someone, stop asking people how their last year was and start asking them what they're doing this next year. And I'm like, that's the energy shift I'm after. We all went through some shit. I don't want to hear about it from any of my friends. Let's just talk about
let's talk about hope.
To the forward and be like, nope, that's all fine. We solved racism, democracy, and epidemics. So let's keep moving.
I think you're a pretty heavy influence on me. You were the first person I knew that just went to the beach regularly in Los Angeles that doesn't live in Santa Monica or Venice. That is just like, oh, I can get up in the morning and go to the beach and then come home and do a couple things.
Yes. It takes about a year and a half of doing nothing until 3 p.m., like a bunch in your own apartment where you're like, wow, if I just like had a little foresight, I could go to the beach and do nothing there, you know, a place that's vacation adjacent. And it's like, oh, what the fuck am I doing refreshing Gmail when I could just be sitting at the beach? Took a while, but holy, I can't believe how few of my friends go to the beach out here.
Not even my
friends who aren't East Siders, like my fucking friends who live in West Hollywood are like, you guys go to the beach a lot. It's like, you don't go at all. That's so fucking strange to me here in LA.
There's something weird about LA that is like, the whole city, the idea of every part of the city feels prohibitively difficult until you've figured out the way to do it. And then it's really easy.
Or you learn the fucking effort reward paradigm where
that's
you're like,
true
yes,
too,
it
yeah.
sucks to get hit traffic on the 10. You're right. But it rules once you pull into fucking. And if you leave right. the beach at 2:45, 3 p.m., you can, you know, not get creamed on the 10, or you can take, you know, whatever, take a surface street or something like that. I feel like I was talking about this on the Sloppy Boys podcast, but I was saying, like, the way people look at you when you go to the beach here, like, my friends, not people at the beach, but they'll be like, I'm sorry. So you wake up, pack lunch, drive to the beach and like unload your car and bring that shit. And it's like, they can't rep that. I'm like, didn't you like, what'd you do as a kid? This is like, it's so much easier when you're 40 and have like a car and money. Like, didn't you do things that were like a difficult process to get to of like, let's ride our bikes to the park so we can play Frisbee. Like you got to do a little effort. Not everything can be in your house. You got
to
get the fuck.
I think they're still like, well, I don't go to the beach, so it must be crazy. I can't go. It's too hard for me, so Gabrus must be crazy. And it's like, I think the fool figured it out. You just fucking go.
I'll bring friends to the beach I go to, Will Rogers here in Malibu, and people will be like, oh, this is fucking amazing. There's like, yeah, I'm like, maybe when you do go to the beach, it's like off the Venice boardwalk and it's like a different vibe than like a paid parking lot beach that isn't near like streets. Like you can't walk to, you can walk to Will Rogers, but you have to be coming from a fucking like palace in the sky.
Oh. How many days would you think you're going to go to the beach this summer? Like, are you more than once a week, or do you go like every?
I think I'm probably one a week minimum, but this summer I'm talking a big game about.
Oh my God.
Commuting more or less to the beach. Like, I'm talking a big game to my wife that I think I'm going to try to go to the beach like 4 times a week. And
wow.
And exercise and hang out for 1 hour or X amount of hours that I'm allowed to, but dude, based on my schedule, based on my schedule. But I feel like I'm going to try to do more free. I feel like once you get the pattern of doing something, it's really easy to keep doing. And it's like, I'm talking about going to the beach, not going to the gym or getting work done. Like I should be able to build this, what's the word I'm looking for? Routine. I should be able to build the routine of like, you get there, you smoke a joint, and you take out your book. It's like, I think I can fucking make that happen this summer. How hard?
I don't know. Taking out the book is going
to
be tough.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, it does frequently. I'm like, I'm going to go to the beach, smoke weed, and read a book. And it's like, nope, I'm going to stay home, smoke weed, and read a book. Nope, I'm going to stay home and smoke weed. Okay. Yeah,
shit, no. I don't have a home anymore. What happened?
Well, I got all these fucking books I've never read.
if I lose smoking weed, I'm nobody.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, I support you in that journey. I think four times a week sounds fucking amazing. And if you're not talking to anybody before one every day, why not just spend those 4 hours in your favorite place?
That's exactly where my brain is at. And because I always think about that, like once I started going around once a week, no week was awful. Like in hindsight, like, you know what I mean? Like, ugh, I bombed at 2 shows. I failed 11 auditions and I embarrassed myself in 3 different social situations. And it's like, but I did get to go to the beach for 5 hours on Wednesday. So the week was not a total wash. So like, that's kind of like, for me, that's enough of a positive. Like one day at the beach undoes like 5 days of absolutely showing my ass socially or whatever.
One of the things I have to get over, I don't know like what's at the root of it, is I have a lot of trouble having a day where I don't feel like I owe myself to somebody at some point in the day. Like I'm at the beach and I'll be like, oh, what if somebody needs me for something? Which, by the way, has not happened for 35 years. So
No. You're preaching to the choir, like, whether it's I owe someone something or, oh shit, what if work happens? That doesn't fucking, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, right.
It's a matter of what you think you deserve, right? Like you're like, I didn't earn this beach trip because I have this insane algorithm I have running in my head about like when I'm actually allowed to enjoy myself because my life is completely up in the air.
Yeah.
And even if something happens that's a rush, you're like, you're going to have to give me an hour and a half.
Right.
And it's totally fine. You know what I mean? Like, that's, there you go. You're armed with all the excuses you need.
Yeah. You're like, yes. How much of a rush? 5 minutes? Well, there are about a million places I could be and not be able to pull that off. So,
yeah.
Like, right. I might as well be at the beach rather than in an improv.
It's going to take
rehearsal.
Me an hour and a half if I'm at home.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Home, it's going to take me an hour and a half because I got to, like, finish the
I can't
launch?
Even imagine
I don't
what
know
you're, yeah I couldn't even imagine the hypothetical thing you have yes, to do here yes. It's like give me 90 minutes like we don't have it it's like to self-tape for this commercial it's like
who's relying on me
yeah I'm
the
never
whole thing
that
is that
I'm never a linchpin of like fuck we gotta get Rosie holy shit where is he at the beach are you kidding we're never gonna get X yes. done without Rosie it's like what are you referring to what
yeah
my wife doesn't yeah. even think about me like that. There's no way anyone else.
I would almost say that's been the work. The yeah. work is to become this person
yeah.
who right. is never needed in a rush.
Yeah. I've avoided anyone ever wanting or needing me.
Yeah. I've made myself to a certain level of useless that I yes. am protected in my use with my uselessness.
I've made myself incredibly replaceable.
I made
but
myself
a small
the
group
eighth
of people
option.
Think I'm important.
I've made myself the eighth choice, so it just makes it that much easier. Someone else gets it all the
right.
time.
Right.
I'll say it. I'll make this declaration right here. The three of us and whoever else are going to the beach together in the next couple
Gabris.
Of weeks.
I didn't yes. want to be too forward, but I would go with you once a week, guaranteed.
Hell yeah. I'll reach
I mean,
out.
I have to get out there.
I Great. Would end Perfect. This record right now.
100%. 100%. I have golf later. I'll cancel it. Let's yeah. go to the beach.
Go to the
I don't care. All right, guys, this is a short episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. We enjoy your summer.
The next half is just.
I'm so glad we made it.
Wind blowing sand everywhere. We're still recording.
Shit, the bird got my windscreen.
If we did Bluetooth hands-free with mics in the car, we could wrap up two more episodes on the drive to the beach.
Welcome back to The Beach. It's a new podcast where we go to the beach and that's really it.
I think part of the sell of it is also like, hey, this is maybe about to be too loud and suck, so do yourself a favor, don't listen to it, and go to the beach yourself or go
yeah,
enjoy
yeah,
yourself
shut
somewhere.
Shut this shit off and go to the beach. Honestly, shut this shit off now. Go, join their Patreon, join the Man Dog Pod Patreon, and then shut this episode off and go to the beach. Or whatever your beach is, the lake, the pool, the front right. yard where you pop your shirt off and do bench press or whatever, go for it. Live your
I'm so happy
truth.
That you were so confident that people are going to do that you did feel the need to plug our podcast just in case they did.
Give them what they came here for, their plug. All right, now get out of here, but download their shit and get your little asses to the beach. And no, you can't listen to this on the drive. What are you, sick? You sick fuck. You got to listen to Dick Dale and the Deltones, king of the surf guitar.
Ooh, a little Dick Dale reference. Do you like Dick Dale, or is it just synonymous with those movies?
It's just synonymous with those. I mean, I don't dislike Dick Dale. It's kind of fun to put on every
but
once in a while.
But who would play it in their car? That does seem like a crazy person.
Yeah, that seems like a it's like in what? Traffic on the 10 with let's go tripping. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Right. This was made to be background music.
Yeah. I think I have to buy like a top-down Camaro or something if I'm even going to put that music on. You can't just be rolling around in like
you got to get a Woody yeah. with a yeah. PT yeah, Cruiser exactly. convertible.
You got to get a PT Cruiser if you want to listen to beach music. You got to.
Classic beach mode.
That's my
Cruiser.
Favorite Dick Dale album is rolling
the bastardized
PT
version of the Woody.
I drive the yellow PT Cruiser with the wood panels. Oh, yeah,
well,
nobody
stickers,
likes
but...
me.
Get off
I,
our
I've
fucking
only
beach.
Coexist stickers on it. Multiple coexist stickers.
I think I also, I got to get on a boat. I think that's my big summer goal is probably a boat on a lake would be really nice, I think.
That's pretty tight. Yeah, that's my level of boating I enjoy, like partying on a boat, mm-hmm. you know, hanging on a boat, jumping off of a boat that's easy to get back onto when swimming and stuff like that. That's really fucking cool. Like, I love shit
I feel
like that.
I've aged into a pontoon boat. Like, I used to think they were boring, and now I'm like, this is exactly what you want, a flat space to drink and jump off of?
Yeah,
like,
you just want
cool. Who needs the point in the front? What's it for?
A way to bring coolers to the middle of the lake. That's like all, that's all I need in a boat now is like, this will get cold drinks out there where I want to hang out. Perfect. Right. Get it. And I could piss off of this thing into the all right, let's roll. God, I love pissing truly... in bodies of water.
Yes. Why, like, there's nothing like peeing in the forest, and then you go and you're peeing into a giant toilet. Like, peeing into water is just beautiful.
Peeing it's off really a boat fun. Into the ocean or into the lake is just like king shit. You're just like, this is insane that I'm doing this.
It makes me think, why do we ever have any rules about peeing? We should all go whenever we feel like it, like every animal ever.
If well, if you've ever been into like a 7-Eleven bathroom, that is what's happening.
That's true. Yeah.
A 7-Eleven bathroom is pretty close to nature. That's where Rosie grabbed that taquito from. Oh, someone left this on the sink.
What a loser.
And what he's referencing is the full order of taquitos I ate right before the record and burnt my tongue on a little bit.
Fresh out
the oven.
I came
1 minute late. That's right. Well, I was like, okay, I got 20 minutes before the record. I haven't eaten today, of
These
course.
These take 90
minutes
to heat
up. I don't take care of myself.
Literally,
I was like doing the math on the fucking box, being like, I can do this, I can do this.
Well, if
that
I turn it up
me
to 450,
over
maybe
the
it's
sink,
a 17-minute cook.
Microwave salmon, eating reheated salmon. Like, I was like, 12:55.
I got a freeze on Gabrus. Do you have that, Rose? Or is it just me?
Me too. There
and
we go.
It's my internet connection. It's unstable, baby.
Welcome back. We got you now.
Heck yeah. I was just screaming how I did the same thing where I fucking just ate power ate salmon over the sink because I was like, oh, it's 12:50. This will take 5 minutes to heat up. Okay, perfect. That's enough time to eat like a person. Instead, my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, la, 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 I gotta smoke a joint and then record a podcast. Like, gotta smoke a joint?
Is this even a job anymore, John?
Yes, it is. I make $150 an episode.
Yes. God, I wish.
Your relationship is
the
definition.
I mean, that is a good episode. I don't make that up. It's so humiliating how I am considered successful in podcasting. And if you like look at the real numbers, it's like, don't tell my friends you are teachers that. Like, they, no less my friends who work at like Wall Street. My teacher friends are like, really? You put a lot of effort for that little reward, huh?
Yeah, but a lot of people know my name.
Yeah, but okay. I got people, and that's not currency, but it feels good, and that's more what I'm here for.
I was never taught money is value, but if you like me, maybe I mean something to the world.
That's all that matters. You're paying attention to me. You care about my lacrosse equipment. That's all that matters. I have a big East Coast trip planned. My first. Seeing my family in August since I haven't seen them since like January 2020, like December 2019, arguably. So I'm going to see my family, my in-laws, and that, like staying in Montauk for a few nights, staying in the city for a few nights just to go to restaurants, and like like truly spending a fortune to just see friends and family. But like I've never taken 3 weeks to travel before. Like, I mean, I haven't since I was fucking... Actually, I never did that in college. I never...
That's going to be incredible.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait. I can't wait for that to be the busiest time in my life, probably. It's like, now you actually are successful, you fucking idiot. Now you're gone for fucking 20 days. It's like, why? Right. And of course that fear's in my head, but also it never works. And then... Whatever. I got to just get over it and enjoy my
Gabrus,
fucking summer.
I promise you won't be needed the whole time. You
There's
won't
no
be
way.
Needed at all. You pre-did all your work. You did your fucking homework. No one's going to need you. I promise.
Yes. Well, perfect.
We also.
What is your. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Based on historical precedent, you're correct also.
I learned like the last I had 1 week this whole year and a half that right in March where I was needed for three things in 1 week. And what you learn is that you're not actually needed, but everyone else's job is based on you not pushing back about the time that you're needed.
Right.
Like, everyone else's job is just based on you saying yes all the time. And I'm so scared to inconvenience anyone that when it comes up, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And the one time it's like, well, could we move things 6 hours? Everyone's like, oh, my God. And it's like,
okay, are you sure? Okay, fine. Hold on. Let's look at the map and see if we can get you from. It's like, wait, what? All of a sudden, it's like the most difficult process in the world.
Right.
And then you're on one of these sets or whatever, and you just watch how someone who's like at the top of the call sheet is treated, where they're like, director is flying in at the last possible minute. He's going to be here 5 hours after you. And like all this shit. It's like, so you're not actually needed for the first 4 hours. I know those were the time you needed off and we couldn't give it to you, but we don't need you at all. But the fact that you're here makes my job 1 degree easier. So thank you.
Yes.
Like, I don't care what your life sacrifice was. I'm just, my job is 1% easier. I feel like that all the time. You're like, oh, and then they're like, we actually don't need you for 10 hours. You're like, I moved fucking lava to make this time work, you motherfucker.
Yes.
Yes. Because I thought I was worthless and would get kicked to the curb immediately.
Yeah.
They don't want to do all the work of casting another person and then checking with their schedule. It's like, no.
And it's always really funny too for me. It's something like, I didn't have to move that $75 gig. I could have had an extra $75. Like, that's like where my life is at.
Right.
Like, I could have done the fucking podcast for $100. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Brutal. How dare you, Brooklyn 99.
I already spent that money on dinner yesterday. So I'm really
I would have
that's
dinner,
sometimes
I
how
know.
I think about it. That's like where I'm at, is like, how many dinners is this paycheck? Because it's really, I don't have enough money to like spend money on stuff, but I have enough money to like order Postmates.
Yeah. And it's like, I just need to keep refilling my money. So it's like, great. 10 more days of Postmates. Okay. I'm back down to 4 or 5 days of Postmates. Oh shit. Something came through. Didn't expect this check yet. Now I got 9 days of Postmates.
Postmates and rent on the same day. Who could have seen this happening?
Fuck. Maybe I should make dinner on the first of every month.
Maybe I should cancel my rent
for myself. To save on the rent day. That and the 15th for when
out.
The IRS takes one dinner away from me. I actually have to make IRS dinner once a month on the 15th.
And if it's not good enough, I have to do it again on the 16th. It's fucked
up. Yeah, it's brutal. It's a real waste of my time. I'm not good at cooking. Thank you to East Rock Botanicals. East Rock Botanicals, or Herb, is your one-stop shop for beard, face and body, and pube oil. I got to get my hands on some of this pube oil, though I have minimal pubes. You don't need to know that. Herb's botanical oils are 100% natural and organic. Scented and unscented versions are available, depending on your preference. The East Rock Botanicals Beard Oil, Beard Palm, Beard Balm, Pube Oil, and Face/Body Oil have been carefully crafted with a unique blend of botanical and essential oils that nourish your body hair while also providing your skin with essential nutrients. Whether you want to tame a wily mane, prevent some ingrown hairs, or give your skin a radiant glow, Herb has you covered. I'm currently rocking the beard oil, which I really enjoy, but I've never used beard balm before. I'm looking forward to trying that out. Maybe I will put it in. I'm going to a friend's house for dinner tonight. Maybe I'll put it in, see how it goes. So why don't you head over to eastrockbotanicals.com and use code MIGHTY at checkout for 15% off your order. That's EastRockBotanicals.com with promo code MIGHTY, MIGHTY, at checkout for 15% off your first order. Do you know 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is that surprising? The game's rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts, people who spend their entire day doing that to win money off you. They have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. So, introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book, a DFS, if you will, that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you v. the house, in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. I enjoy that because for me, it feels like, okay, well, then my chance of winning is if I choose this, this, and this for my lineup. So I enjoy that. I enjoy not getting like, you know, accidentally like, you know, ambushed by some person who's got, you know, a random lineup that they're just like, well, maybe this will hit. And then it does hit because anything can happen on any given Sunday or whatever sport you're betting on. For me, it was football. But now I'm stoked to go head to head against Stat Hero and see how I do. Put yourself in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it's meant to be, one-on-one, like it would be in your league. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/mighty. Sign up for free, and right now you can get 3x back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That is unheard of. Go to stathero.com/mighty. 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 Do you guys have anything planned for the summer? Even if it is like a plan, you have to go back to doing something you were normally like. It sounds like right. Golfing was something you could do in the quarantine. I'm assuming that seemed to be an activity that people were getting in.
Yes.
But do you guys have?
Golfing was great because it wasn't too hot either yet. As soon as summer comes in, I think I'll stop golfing because it's like miserable to be in the heat all day. But I have like a couple. I'm going to Palm Springs once and Joshua Tree once. Which is great because those things are beautiful in the summertime when it's 130 degrees.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah, in the quarantine, we panicked and we're like, it's super cheap to rent a house in Palm Springs in July. Let's go for 2 weeks. And it was like, we can't go outside till 7 p.m. But otherwise, yeah. There's like $120 all day. I was the only one who like laid out in bursts without setting myself on fire. Yeah. But it was fucking rad. It's going to be fucking rad to get out and feel okay. Yes. And maybe you could even go to a bar in Palm Springs. Like it's even.
Right. Right. Ugh. Totally.
The plan I put off for years is it would come up when I was hanging with friends. It would be like, it would be really fun to get an Airbnb in San Diego. Oh, can you hear me, Gabriel?
Yeah.
Are you still there? Oh, no, you're just listening.
No, it's just a boring story.
Well, no, it's not boring.
I'm just reading a newsletter, a friend's newsletter about what they got going on in their non-union acting world. It's riveting.
I've been wanting to just get a place in San Diego, an Airbnb, and bar crawl the whole city with like a group of friends and like surf and hang out on the beach, but like do one day that is just the train. Yeah, go to the zoo and maybe heckle a little bit. Yeah.
Do improv at the zoo. Go get fucking blessed.
We're going to go perform for the gorillas. It's going to be really nice.
We're doing ASL Harold for the gorillas. I hope they can keep up.
They can't speak English, but clearly they can read sign language. So
we know, we can't
confident.
Do sign language either, so it's going to be a real shit show, but I think they're going to laugh.
Actually, last time I went, I really pissed one of them off. I don't know what I said, but it was something fucked up, I guess. Yeah, he jumped the little thing and you know, almost killed me.
I think it was because you were heightening instead of exploring.
Could have been it.
I was canceled by the marmots.
Dude, last time I went to a zoo, it was crazy. There was like I don't know if they were full gorillas or what, but a big monkey exhibit. And there wasn't like a cage or even like a height thing. There's just a big dip before the wall that's
you know,
20 feet deep or something. And it's like, well, who's to say they can't like jump between the thing? It just seemed way too, we were in the same environment. You know what I mean? It was nuts.
There's definitely one thing monkeys are famous for, and it's climbing. So.
Yeah.
Yes. And throwing shit, which they can do both of those right now.
Yeah, and we know they have the arm strength and the fucking shoulder rotation. They can fucking crank a fucking slider of monkey shit clear across the zoo. Gotta be fucking heads up. They're winging fucking shit.
They're good too. They throw curves, sliders. I mean, hey, these guys are good.
I've seen Ed. These guys, these chimps can play ball, baby. I went to Costa Rica, one of my first vacations with Tiff when we were in like our early 20s. And we went to like, they're like, yeah, there's like a trip to this island where there's like monkeys and pigs running around. And we were like, oh, that's so fun. We'll take the hotel boat. We went over with like a group of people. And it was like, they were like, don't touch the pigs. Do not touch the monkeys. It was like, everything was like, it was like just a notch scarier than you thought it was going to be. It was like, oh, that's amazing. They have like pigs and monkeys running around. It's like, don't look at the monkeys. Okay, they're getting angry. They're getting angry. Okay, let's keep moving. It's like, oh.
It's like, is this guy new or is it always this stressful for him?
Me and my wife had this extended ass conversation with a dude who didn't speak, who spoke like very broken English, and I spoke very broken Spanish, and we still don't know, and we still talk about it. He kept saying the leaps of the pig, the leaps, and we were like, the lips, like mwah. He's like, no, the leaps. And this was like an 11-minute conversation that is burdened. My wife and I still talk about the leaps on the pig, like we don't even know. I think it was lips, you know, and also we were laughing on the boat ride back. It's like, okay, so if it was lips, what was the next sentence he wanted to tell us? Like,
right. What was the context?
Right. Okay, good. Pig lips. Got it. Pig lips. So what about them?
Now what?
And
you look like you have the same leaps.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Jesus. Thanks, man. You are right. But fuck.
I'm glad we got to this.
I'll go to San Diego with you, Lippert. I'll fucking go down there, dude. Post up.
Oh, sounds amazing. That would be a blast. Yeah.
We should stay in PB like idiots. Like, yeah. Like
we should
that's
go to
where...
PB. We should do that little surf thing on the pier. That's like a fake thing where you whatever
the
that
wave
is
pool
a wave pool. Yeah,
yeah.
And just like yell at 21-year-olds with flat tops. I don't know how they look like there.
Yeah, get our
tips.
Asses kicked by a bunch of fucking beach pricks.
By a bunch of guys in flat brimmed Hurley hats and mid calf black socks. Stomp us out with etnies on.
And then they run over us in their gigantic trucks.
Yeah, gigantic trucks are fucking huge bicycles.
We could actually be heroes there. At this age, we could roll in and be like, you know, we actually were alive when Sublime was alive. And they'd be like, what was it like?
Dude, we actually used to make fun of 12-year-olds who were into Sublime when I was 12. So imagine how I feel now talking to 25-year-olds, you fucking losers. It's okay to just like reggae, you know, listen to a black recording artist. It doesn't make you a fucking race traitor to listen to music, you fucking... I know you just came from the Open the Baskin Robbins rally, but fucking pump the fucking brakes, man.
Hey, no, hey, that's not all political. I was at that rally, too, honestly. That's not all like a, you know.
1776, 31 flavors. 1776, 31 flavors.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Our rights are fucking rights.
What do you mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about our fucking rights, man.
Our inalienable rights.
I want to be able to suck a cop's dick and be like, what?
Who are you? What is your ethos? Is this about ice cream anymore?
I just never learned how to deal with a single emotion.
I think watching movies is gay. Okay.
Oh, this one was a surprise.
I feel like half the stuff people yell now, that is how you can respond. It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care. Get out of here.
Yeah, I hear you. Wow.
Yeah. That's great. I tend to disagree. See you around.
Yeah.
Or even like, I never really even thought of that. And I probably never will again.
Ah, wow. I never really thought of that because I have other things on my mind. Because it doesn't fucking matter as much as you think it does, pal.
Right.
Tom Hanks eats babies? Well, I sure hope not, but I don't know. There's nothing I can do about that right now.
I'll never meet him. I'll never meet him in my life.
I'm going to be honest with you, pal. I don't know what critical race theory is. but the fact that you're so against it makes me think I should be for it. So frequently I'm like, I don't know what that is, but the way based on who is very for it, I think I should be against it. Yeah. Oh, one modicum absolutely. Of research proves I was right in that process.
Yeah. I'm just not going to stand in that line. You know what I mean? I do not need to wait around with these people for whatever's at the front of this.
Okay, this is all. Not my tribe for sure. I haven't been that angry about actual bad things that have happened to me, no less hypothetical made-up situations that these guys right. have. That's right. What I don't understand. I'm like, I don't even get that angry if someone actually slights me, no less perceived societal slight is like, I couldn't even imagine being that worked up about something like that.
Right.
And I would never... time to. I wouldn't carry a flag that big that had my parents' names on it, let alone look.
100%.
If you're carrying a gigantic flag for anything, I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what is on the flag. I just can't believe you give that much of a shit about it.
Yeah. If I see someone carrying a flag, what I'm going is like, holy shit, you see that guy with the flag? Like, I'm away from the flags.
Flags are so fucking controversial. Like, they're, it used to be like, be cool, you know, American flag, sick, dude, USA, USA, ha ha ha, where, you know? And now it's like, the American flag bumper sticker is triggering. I feel like you're going to kick my ass because you like, I like America too. I just feel like you're going to kick my ass in defense of it for some reason.
Right. Hey, I don't know if you've realized you're on the offensive. You know what I mean? You're not defending something anymore. You're on the offensive. I don't know what else to say.
Here's some footage from a war. See that group of people carrying flags in? They're attacking. They're invading. That's what they're doing with those flags, is they're signifying who they are as they enter. And that's why these four soldiers are so aggressively trying to put that up at Iwo Jima. And the fact that you guys have one with like handcuffs and a police car on it, and you're trying to set it up at the Huntington Beach Honda, like, fucking shut the fuck up, guys.
Huntington Beach Honda. We're taking this over.
We're taking it back. Yeah, American made only. We're burning all the Japanese cars. Okay. Fun, freaks.
Well, what is your like big local summer plan? Like, what changes in your normal life other than going to the beach more?
The last year quarantine, the beach has got social distance. The beach is outside. The beach, you know what I mean? Like, it feels good. And then also, over the time, anecdotal research showed that like vitamin D was helpful in defense against COVID-19 and it's like, oh, okay, I can get that at the beach too. Smoking weed helps prevent COVID is an tweet I tweeted and saw and kind of locked in. 39 year old man looking for excuses to smoke weed.
I really was like, these scientists are really working on some good stuff. We got to keep looking at this thing. This sounds true to me, and it feels right, and I don't know, it feels really right.
It feels really right because, like all the people I make fun of with myopic worldviews, I've been smoking weed and haven't gotten COVID. So it's the truth. It works.
Must be that. Yes. I think for me, the big summer thing is... which we could have kind of done, but only recently, like patios and restaurants with friends, like restaurant drinks with friends, like Red Lion. I'm by Tam O'Shanter, which has like a cool patio that I really associate like a 2 p.m. like, hey, who's around? Let's go have like a drink or two and just like laugh and chill. I'm really looking forward to that type of thing.
Do you also feel like it's still one summer off from performing too? Like, I don't know, like, at least like UCB, like improv performing, who knows? Like, maybe we'll do live podcasts or stand up or something, but I do feel like it's even more of like a me summer in that I don't know how much of that is going to be available for anyone, no less like who's going to be like, we got to get gamers back out on stage. You know what I mean? Like, so like, I just feel like it's more free time because I don't think we're like, I guess what I'm getting at is post show drinks, we might have to do like, post, is everyone done with their stuff for the day at 3 p.m.? Cool, let's go meet for sunset drinks or whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Because otherwise, you're not going to see like that extended community of people that you would have hung out with, but wouldn't text. You just see them because you're at a show together.
Yeah, your colleagues, like your work colleagues. That's like our level of work. I joke. earlier in the quarantine, I was talking about that. I was like, Fernie and Berg, two guys I literally never text, but
yeah,
started missing like 2 months into the quarantine. Cause I was like, those guys were just like, I saw them every week as they were leaving a show, and I've known them since I was 18. And so it's like, we're kind of like, oh, hey, what's going on? And then that's it. That's our engagement. Maybe we reply to each other on social media or something like that. And it was like, oh, that's the level of friend that disappeared. You know, like,
yeah,
you guys, I
but that's like a big touchstone. It's right, like, oh yeah, part of like what makes me feel normal is seeing these same people for sure.
Yeah, it's like the extended sort of like the people who work in your office that you don't necessarily call to hang out, but you're like, oh, what's up, Stanley? Yes. Holy shit. Yeah, good to see you, man. Right.
I went from like right before quarantine being like, Jesus, I know like 1,000 people. Shit's getting exhausting. To being in quarantine being like, do I only have like 2 friends?
Yeah.
Like, like, who do I?
Well, 0 people have checked in on me. So maybe I have less friends than I thought.
They just know that I'm secure and fine. That's right.
They just know he's got to be doing okay.
Yeah. Rose, he's our rock.
That's are you kidding? I saw him at fucking Gelson's buying a dozen boxes of taquitos. Dude's doing great.
Hey, nothing's changed.
He was arguing with the security guard because he was trying to get in before they closed, because they closed earlier because of COVID now.
And then he was yelling that the limits shouldn't apply to taquitos like they do to toilet paper, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, last I saw Rosie, he was buying taquitos like they were toilet paper. Yeah.
Well, that's how I use them,
the freezer and swiping them into, like, supermarket sweeps. They're shutting the fucking world down. The Suez Canal's blocked. Grab the taquitos.
The first thing to go is always the taquitos.
Supply chain, dude. Supply chain.
Think about it, man. That's why we gotta get taquitos on the blockchain. So that's all fucking digital.
Why do you think I've invested in tortillas, corn, and black beans all in the same year? Okay? Separately, the money is not in the taquito, it's in the supplies.
Any old asshole can invest in a taquito company, but a real fucking shock goes to the roots.
Of movement there.
Yeah. Now I'm invested in every taquito company. Once you got the supplies unlocked, I make a penny for every 10,000 taquitos eaten in the. Oh, it's like, oh, it doesn't work out that well. Yeah, drinking at an outdoor establishment is going to be nice. A backyard party with more than 5 people is going to be nice. Especially,
I feel like sharing food in general. I didn't realize how much I love to share food, or like that we're all eating the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's such a bummer when everybody shows up with their own little bag of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, you gotta like, stop eating. It's such a bummer when people eat those little bags of shit when you're like, yeah, let me know. I could bring a sandwich for you. I didn't know you were gonna just eat a little bag of shit. Is that animal right? Shit?
Did I leave that on your porch last night as a prank?
You said do not eat until tomorrow on the bag.
Well, thanks for following directions. I guess.
Yeah, but yeah, sharing.
I shared a joint with a buddy last week, and that was the first time besides my wife of sharing a joint with someone.
Yes.
Kind of a weird, because BYOJ, not that crazy. Like, that makes sense maybe in the post-COVID era, but I'm also that level of person that's like, well, if you're vaxxed, I'm vaxxed. Talk about drinking in friends' backyards with our friend groups, too. It's easy to be like, we know, like, all 30 of us are vaccinated. It fucking rules.
Yeah.
That like, oh, we can have 30 people in the yard and feel even safer than normal. Like, it just, like,
I feel like if it came out in the comedy community that somebody didn't get vaccinated, they would be just roasted to until they left. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be like, yeah. What?
They're either the people that would get roasted for it, or they're a person that everyone would be like, okay, well, I'm never going to say anything out loud to that person. Like, you know what I mean? It's like someone who has like a element of stature to them. As soon as we're done recording, I'll tell you who I think hasn't been vaxxed and why no one will ever say anything about it.
Well, I'm really bad at
the beach. I'll tell you guys this at the beach.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Grab your boogie board. Gabrus is going out 200 meters before he shares who he thinks is the guy or person. Wink. Of course it's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Of course. of course.
I'm really bad at when that stuff comes up, not immediately being overly understanding and accepting because I don't want the person to feel judged. Like, I've had those conversations with people where it's like, oh, yeah, well, I can see where you're coming from. Because it's like, I'm not trying to argue with anyone. You're not going to convince anybody. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right, yeah.
So it's like, it's hard for me to know where to stay, how to interact in a way that I'm, like, standing up for my morals. But part of it is probably just being like, okay, I have now flagged you as a person that, like, I could trust a little less.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, my thing is, like, if you can afford and have access to the vaccine and just choose not to take it, like, I don't care. Like, I have no sympathy for you. Like,
right.
Like, you know what the options are and you're choosing your option, and I no judgment, but okay, like, you're unsafe around me and I'm safe around you. I don't know what else to say about it.
You know? I can't explain more how little it affects me, that, but I'm not... I don't keep bringing up that I'm vaccinated, but you do keep bringing up that you're not vaccinated. So yeah.
Exactly.
Let's
exactly.
just squash it and never hang out again.
Right. I'll come see you in the hospital. You know?
Which they will let me because I'll be vaccinated. So
that's right. Oh, big swig of a drink. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
I there was a vaccinated section at the sporting. I went to SoFi Stadium and there was a vaccinated section because they can't say non-vaccinated people can't enter, but they can say if you're will you can voluntarily go to a someone, show them your COVID vaccine card, get a bracelet, and be able to go into the vaccinated section. I guess for people who are vaccinated and at risk, don't want to necessarily get breakthrough COVID from a rugby fan who's like, oh, mate, you can't get fucking COVID outside. But that was a weird vibe. But then I was like, actually, that's probably the best way to do it, where it's like opt into vaccinated section, but not required, because that'll end up being some sort of attack on freedoms that I don't
right.
fully understand.
Right.
But well, so- I get.
Do you have your vaccine card, like, laminated or anything, like, when you're bringing it with you? Or, like, are you keeping it in your wallet, or you just knew that day you needed it?
I actually ended up not even doing the vaccine thing. I just was like, I had it with me, and I was like, it's and mostly outdoors. It was at, also, the stadium was at, like, 1% capacity because of, they had limited capacity because of COVID, and then limited attendance because of Major League Rugby. So, you know, getting fucked on both ends, that it was pretty empty in there. So I felt completely safe. And my friends, the guys I went with, were vaccinated. But it was crazy to have three buddies, four different households, cheers beers in a public setting, at a sporting event, at like a, you know, a 10,000 seat arena or whatever. It was crazy. It felt insane.
Right. I think what's big to me about this summer is, like, not even what I'm going to be doing, but the feeling that when we're doing it, the conversation isn't going to have to constantly be about, like, how shitty life is or how crazy it is or how scared we are.
Yes.
Like, you'll get to just hang out with people and just be with each other and, like, yeah, cheers a beer without, like, having to be like, is this okay? Are you okay with this? Like, right. Is it just all those little micro stresses going away? Is like really free. Ryan came over on Sunday and a bunch of our friends, we watched like the last games of the best NBA regular season. And it was just like 5 hours of just talking about really anything but COVID. And I like, there were like 5 points where I just almost like teared up because it was just like, this is so nice to just fucking laugh and hang out.
That's, dude, I feel the same fucking way. We're coming in with that energy of like, not taking it for granted this summer either, as we now know what happens if you can lose your social life for 9 months.
Yeah.
So, right. So now we know that that's a possibility. I'm going to be coming back with a little more fervor, a little more excitement.
And like,
everything isn't an asterisk. It's so nice to just be like, oh, regularity, normalcy.
I'm also like, I know this kind of goes antithetical to all the shit we've been talking about, but something that the last year taught me too, though, was I do need to slow down overall, and I do not need to do as much stuff as I was doing pre-COVID. And I just mean fun stuff, like even right. because 1 year of not spending the money the way we had been for the last few years in LA. And also, like, I like lost a bunch of weight from just stopping going to restaurants, changing nothing about my habits, continuing to eat and smoke weed and be disgusting. And just the fact that I wasn't going to restaurants where I would definitely have a cocktail and wine and multiple courses, I lost weight. And I was like, oh, I could probably do that once a weekend rather than four meals a weekend. And I could maybe make my life a little bit, because there was so much fun of just like a weekend coming and going where you didn't have to go to four things. And I guess, and this is such a fucking champagne problem, but I just don't want to swing back to super packed schedule and losing the time. And because it really was nice to slow it down this much, especially with my wife or someone's partner, like getting that time where it's just us in our home. We hadn't had that because we were so like living for dinners and parties and so-and-so's baby showers Saturday morning, Saturday night. So-and-so's having us over for dinner, like getting a dog walker and like 12 lifts in one day on the weekend and paying for like three meals out. And you're like, did I just spend $900 on a Saturday to go, not including the gifts I got everyone at these parties? Like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't have money for this. It's like, no wonder why I'm dying for my $200 fucking podcast job.
I feel like that's a crazy thing about LA or whatever. Like, there's this mix of career and social that's like, you got to do every social thing because it's part of being who you are.
Yeah.
And it's like, every one of them, don't I also go to work with these same people? Like,
well, that's what this last year.
Seems like a lot.
Aren't you still friends with a lot of the quote unquote people that you were like, these are like my friends who I should stay in touch with? Yeah, I think I am, right? Like, there's maybe if it was a year of everyone else partying and me being a shut in, that might be a different story. But like, I do think I realized that like my FOMO is all self-started. You know what I mean? Like, no one's like, can't believe Gabrus hasn't been out for like four weeks. I'll never work with that guy again. Like, that's not
right.
You do feel
in
that
fact,
uninvited.
Right, when people see you the next time, they're going to be so much more excited because they'll be like, oh man, I love you. I haven't seen you in a month. Like,
Oh man, I wish I would have seen you last week. I was just asked for a recommendation for a fat bearded actor, but I was chilling with fucking Rosie, so I gave it to him. Where the fuck were you, Gabrus?
And he's only kind of fat and kind of beard.
All right, he's not even fat anymore, you motherfucker.
No, he is. He's actually, it's weird. He doesn't look as fat, but he's heavier than he's ever been.
That's
I don't
good.
Know how it's happening.
Look, feel, perform,
bro, I don't
man.
Think
That's
we're
all...
friends. This conversation is tough. You might not be my actual friend.
Now that I'm learning, you don't know anything about me, dude. sorry.
Yeah. I'm just a fucking beard and a gut to you.
That's how I find love, you know. That's how I see myself. So as an ultimate form of narcissism, I love all my bearded gut boys.
Bearded gut boys.
We're the bearded gut boys. Hi, we're the bearded gut boys. We're performing live at Barnsdall Art Park. It's because it's
you
the only
it.
Safe
you
location.
You get what you're seeing?
Oh, fuck, honey, we got to get out of here. Let's go, honey.
Honey, they might eat us. Honey, they might eat us. We have to go.
Those are the belly boys. Is that what they're called? Gut boys? I forget already. Speaking of gut boys, why don't you... bust a gut, boys, and listen to Man Dog Pod, your guys' podcast, which I've been on. It was a fucking blast. And I'm not going to even have to listen to it to know if it's you two guys doing improv with guests. It's going to be fucking funny. You guys are two of the funniest. It fucking
Thank
rules.
You, dude. But, man, yeah, appreciate it.
Tell the shitheads where they can find it and yourselves or anything else you got. Anything else you want to fucking alert these freaks, mouth breathing freaks to?
Well, you losers, we have a bunch of episodes, including the one with Gabrus and Betsy Sodaro, that you can get free if you just look up "You're the Man Dog Pod" or search us on your podcast app, or you can check our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog, and that's got the episodes are longer, and then we have extra content, extra episodes and stuff like that on there.
Fuck yeah. Oh, and you guys got a bunch of big, you guys a Big Grande shit.
Yeah, we also
on.
Got a new Big Grande website called biggrandewebsite.com. Everything on there is perfect for pieces of shit.
like you listeners, you fucking sick freaks. You'd love this garbage, you fucking pigs.
Yeah, biggrandewebsite.com. We got some improv. We got some other shit. And it's a lot of fun.
Sick. And you guys will be tagged in the post of this episode. But if listeners, if you want to reply to what you got on deck for this summer, or at this point when this episode airs, what you've already done this summer that you're super pumped about, talk to us about your summer of love and freedom. Give us ideas. Inspire us to do non-work anxiety-inducing activities. And I make a promise here to you shitheads that I will post a picture of the three of us from the beach before this summer is over.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. Fucking yeah. Get ready to take a picture with me in a Speedo, you fucking.
I mean, that's
get ready
a whole
to try
element.
Not
you
to look
amazing.
At the tarantula reaching out of my fucking Speedo.
You have amazing
try
beach
not
style.
To look. I like your awareness of these. Get ready to have to avoid this.
You see everyone's eyes go slightly to the left.
Whoa.
Cool suit.
Sick, man. So let's get in the water. Why don't we get waist deep in the water and then hang out?
I don't know, waist deep, nipple deep, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, man. Please. You can kneel. You can lie down.
Can you get your mouth and maybe side of your face under too?
Yeah. You're like a guy who's like trying to breathe out of the bottom of a boat in like a fucking survival movie. Yeah. Just your lips out of the surface. I'm at Gabrus on all social media. Find these fuckers, download their podcasts, get hooked on the free shit, and then go to the Patreon. Do the same to Action Boys. If you only want to join one Patreon, join theirs. But if you have money for two, join theirs and then join Action Boys mine. Because we're fucking crushing it. So, you know, spread the wealth.
Hell yeah.
It's my only form of income. So don't actually listen to me. Hope you could pierce through the kind of niceties I'm doing here. Please help me. Actually, just Venmo me a couple of bucks ASAP. Quick. The cops are here.
The cops.
Surrounded. Oh,
give
fuck.
Us your money.
The breaking the windows, the shooting. No knock. Guys, again, thank you so much. This was thrilling. I'm baked in the middle of a day on a Tuesday and just looking forward to the rest of my summer because of this.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Thanks for having us, dude. Good to see you.
We'll see you at the beach.
Bye, shitheads.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come. Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone. People are loving this movie.
It's actually, it's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow,
body blow,
someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to like see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators.
We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room in.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action Boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it! Come on! Do it now!